Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. This is Chapter 4 of Death of Captain Stacy, so we will get right into it.
And then we go to the next issue, which is issue 91, where they are... It's the aftermath, basically.
To smash the spider.
So we see the funeral. They're burying Captain Stacy, so it's been like, you know, a couple days, maybe a week. Gwen and Peter's relationship together is I don't want to say it's on the rocks just yet, but Gwen is definitely having second thoughts of being in New York, just being here. Like, her dad was her life, and now she has no idea what to do. And she's blaming Spider-Man for
everything.
For killing her dad, which, to be fair, is reasonable.
Well, that, and, you know, I mean, she's only got, you know, what everybody saw happen as opposed to what really happened going down.
Yeah.
So, as far as she's concerned, Spider-Man was the one that killed her dad.
Yes. To try and get some sort of...
Justice, is, I believe, the way she put it.
Justice is the right word. She goes to meet up with this man who's trying to become DA, a man named Sam Bullitt. He is your typical gang... I want to say gang leader, but, like, mob boss, maybe? He's got
organized crime. Let's just throw that.
That sounds better. He's got his lackeys that will do his business, but the way he got to his position of power was not very legal.
Yeah.
So he's trying to run for DA. He's going on a ballot of law and order, where he has his own sets of laws, so own sets of rules, and if you're not following them, you're gonna get punished. So when the captain's daughter comes and says, "Hey, I want you to help me take down Spider-Man," he's all for it. He is dead set. We're gonna do this. He's just looking at this as a free ride for him to become DA.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to help him out in the long run, and he's all for it. So he calls up the Daily Bugle because he knows that, you know, Jonah is a big
Spidey hater.
Yeah. So he's all for it too. He's like, "Done. Anything you want, we're going to get for you." Robbie, on the other hand, is like, "Yeah, no, this guy's a creep. We should, you should really look into him before you endorse what this guy is pushing."
Which we should also point out, in case you don't know, Robbie is like the little consciousness in the back of J. Jonah Jameson's brain as far as the Daily Bugle goes.
Mm-hmm.
He's the logic side to the, you know, emotional side of Jameson's character. Like,
yeah.
They play off of each other like that. I mean,
and it works perfectly. And just their relationship is great. But Jonah is, right now, he's all infatuated with taking down Spider-Man because that's all he ever wants. So Peter is there. He sees this exchange. Really, just he sees Robbie being all upset at Jonah, which is pretty typical
at that place. But at this point in time, you know, Robbie's basically, you know, threatening to quit. Well,
I'm pretty sure he does that a lot, though.
Yeah.
So we see Peter later on. Yeah, just walking down the street, and Bullitt's men stop him. They're, because they know that Peter takes pictures of Spider-Man. So they want to know where Spider-Man's at. And Bullitt's men rough up Peter. To the point where Spider-Man, well, after they leave, Peter dashes off, gets into the costume, and takes care of them. He beats them up. Because that's how you take care of a problem. You get beat up. You don't do anything right now. You come back later.
Well, he had to play off like, you know, he was just a reporter guy. So, you
know,
he let them beat him up.
Yeah.
Those were air quotes for anybody that can't see that.
So then he goes back to his apartment where Gwen Stacy and Sam Bullitt are there as he swings in as Spider-Man. And he is like, "Oh, crap. They're going to figure out who I am." And that's the end of issue 91.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will be back very soon with the final chapter of The Death of Captain Stacy.